This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget, a special shout out as always goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, all the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there for you to look at. All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us, and good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. And remember, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it seems that the 10,000 troops that left the Ukraine merely hopped on a train, literally, and went backwards a little bit, and then made a left turn, unloaded, and moved to the outer flank, the western flank, into Ukraine, so they didn't go anywhere. And then, just to add a little something else to the pot here, 7,000 more soldiers from Russia came into the mix on the border.
Yeah, this is, again, we're watching this, you know, unfold, and you know, the United States government is saying that what the Russian government is saying about how they're drawing down troops or whatever, the Americans are saying, no, this is not really true. So it begs the question, what next?
Well, what next is what Joe Biden and the fellow in charge of NATO said, Mr. Schultz. They pledged more reinforcements to the Ukrainian area if the invasion came.
Well, that's right. And, of course, it also begs the question, you know, to what extent would American troops, because we have them in the general area, what's going to happen? I think that's what so many Americans want to know. What does it mean if Ukraine is invaded? Mm-hmm. Does it mean necessarily that American troops are fighting Russian troops?
Well, never fear. Yeah.
Well, of course, that's right. Well, the president has said that he doesn't want to, or, you know, American troops are not going to be a combat or in combat. But again, we just don't know. It all depends on what Vladimir Putin does.
Never fear. Vice President Kamala Harris is going to meet with the Ukrainian President Zelensky in Munich. They'll get it all solved.
Well, she may get, she's going to try to get to the root causes of the potential invasion. I mean, you know, like she does with the root causes of illegal immigration. I don't put too much stock in it, Captain. I don't know. I don't know how, would you feel great if Kamala Harris came to visit about something like this?
No, and here's the other thing. And here's the other thing. The Ukraine, the banks and the governments, and the Defense Department yesterday, the Ukraine was hacked big time by the Russians, no doubt about it. And they attempted to hack our Defense Department computers yesterday, but that was stopped, even though they did attempt.
Well, right. This may be sort of the new, pre-invasion or
that's what it is usually.
Mm-hmm. Siege. Yeah, and this is a modern day thing, and so obviously they still mean business. Putin hasn't packed up and gone away yet, but you know, we could still be here a month from now. You know, looking at Putin across the border. You know, we just don't know. I just wonder what the back channels, and there's got to be back channels going on this thing. So what does Putin want? What is he able to obtain in all this?
Well, wait till you hear what's next here. Who do you think is being, what military outfit do you think is being brought into the middle of all this?
What's that?
The Cyber Force.
Well, I can imagine, yeah.
The Space Force and the Cyber Force that they have within it. They're watching from above. They have platforms where they're watching all of this. And, of course, the Russians are going to try to camouflage this, knowing full well that they're being observed from up above at whatever amount of feet they're up there flying around at. But the space station and the other equipment and the other spy satellites we got up there, everything is honed in on what's going on in Ukraine.
Well, exactly right. And you never know, you know, especially it brings up the whole specter of what do you do with the satellites? Do you attack them? Or would they be attacked, let's say, by...
They very well could be.
Yeah. And that brings up a whole new thing. This is a whole different animal than we've ever actually had to deal with up until this point.
You got to remember, the lasers work two ways. They work from up there down here and from down here up there.
Yep. Well, exactly. Well, trying to cripple communications obviously would be nothing new, but there's certainly different ways to do that in this day and age.
Well, we are certainly going to keep our eyes and ears wide open and watch this, and if anything were to develop, we would tell you immediately, because we have the ability to be able to do that, thank goodness, to the Internet, and thank goodness to my new ThinkPad, which I'm having a ball with over here. All right, Kyle, you hang on, and folks are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We have got a lot more to talk about, a lot more ground to cover. We just barely scratched the surface here tonight, and I'll be right back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be none other than Pete and Seth Talbot. And I'm often asked how come I take this Relief Factor and why do I talk about it so much? Well, it's because I take it because of the problem that I have, primarily with my left foot, my left ankle, and my left leg that swells up in a moment's notice, that starts to hurt and ache, that affects then my back and then my shoulder because I have injuries there. And it's all intertwined when you start to have skeletal problems there from the bottom up or the top down. It bothers you, as anybody that knows what I'm talking about knows what I'm saying here. So this is a product that is 100% drug-free. It is available by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and take a look at what they have, the 1995 Quick Start. While you're there, they have other products there, too, health-related, that they can help you with. You might see something that might trip your fancy. But I will tell you that everything that I've tried there works, especially the Relief Factor. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product that has a product has ingredients in it that is good for your body, the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It supports a human and healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And that's how you get started, $19.95. No clubs to join, none of that nonsense that you see with some of these other deals. No books, no pamphlets, none of that, unless you want one. And then you ask for it, they'll send it to you. But in the meantime, $19.95, 3-week quick start by going to the Captain's America, I'm sorry, relieffactor.com/captain. And by the way, it is also available, that link, on the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. But relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, and see what you got. Because after all you have to lose is pain there, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
All right. Now, you wanted to say something about the chat room, so go ahead.
Well, that's right. And, folks, don't forget, if you want to send us a message, if you want to get in the chat room, you can go to Facebook and you can go to the Captain's Group. That's what it's called, the Captain's Group. And all you got to do is ask to be joined into the group, and either the captain will see it, I'll see it, and we'll let you right in, and you can be participating in the chat room. We heard from Richard the Marine earlier tonight, of course, where he said it was 31 degrees from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And we hear from a lot of people every night in the chat room. We'd like you to be there as well. So go to Facebook and join the Captain's Group.
Yep, 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 and yep. All right. Guess what's going to happen next week, Kyle?
What's that?
Well, first of all, Donald Trump's new social media website, Truth Social, will be coming online.
That's right. You're right about that, yeah.
And number two, I'll be at CPAC next weekend on Saturday, which starts up in Orlando on the 24th and goes to the 27th. And both Ron DeSantis, our Florida governor, and Donald Trump, former president, number 45, will be there to speak. It'll be a great event. There are a few tickets available. A few tickets available to get in. They're not cheap, but if you want to go and you want to be part of history and you want to be part of like-minded conservative patriots, you can go to CPAC.org, and just click on the link there for the Orlando CPAC meeting that they're having. And I'm sure you're going to love it. And I'll be easily accessible because Salem has got a booth there, and I will be there in that booth.
How cool is it that the captain's going to be at CPAC? I think you'll have a lot of people stopping by to say hello, and I know it's going to go great.
Well, I know I will, and I know I'm going to have a bevy of guests because the folks at Gregory Publishing got a hold of me and said, how many people do you want to talk to? And I said, as many as I can fit in. So I'm going to have a bunch of people stopping by.
Excellent, excent. Yeah. Well,
and some of them will be some movers and shakers.
I can imagine. Well, you know, Captain, this year's CPAC, I think, is really going to bring the house down.
Because, it is.
You know, we're looking forward to November, and I just can't imagine the excitement, the energy that's going to be in that room.
Yeah, and, of course, don't forget the Truth Social presence that Donald Trump is going to have. That's his own media forte, if you will. By the way, Devin Nunes is the guy that he put in charge of all that. So they are going to be starting up next week, and I can't wait. I'm signed up for that. Are you?
I'm going to be signing up, yes, as a matter of fact. And, because one of the things that, you know, the American people tend to do, Captain, is they tend to find a way to make sure that they can communicate with one another, they can speak freely, they can talk about the issues, and some people have tried to shut all that down, the idea of just simply talking to other people about politics. You know, who knew that that was so very incendiary or revolutionary or this kind of thing? But they're going to find a way.
Well, that's because the people that run Facebook, the people that run Twitter, the people that run TikTok, the people that run Instagram, they're not friends of the genuine American conservative voter or individual. They just aren't, because they're all liberals.
Well, but they have a mindset that somehow you're not allowed to talk about the things you want to talk about. And, you know, certainly, you know, nobody wants to talk about violence or hatred or racial things and so forth that are insulting. No, but people can talk about what is the role of government in our society? You know, how do we create a good society? How do we restrain government from, you know, well, as we're seeing with Trudeau, you know, trotting out those emergency powers, you know, without really good reasons. You know, these kinds of things we've been able to talk about for over the last two centuries in this country, and suddenly that's become verboten.
Mm-hmm. Now, back in late November, when now former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo was suspended indefinitely from the network, this gave the impression that the impetus behind it was documents that were released days earlier by the New York State Attorney General about Cuomo's role in helping craft a targeted response strategy to the sexual harassment allegations made against his brother and then Governor Andrew Cuomo. Now, we're finding out more about that now. This stuff always has a way of coming back.
Well, it really does. And certainly, you know, we're seeing CNN just, you know, it's like the walls are falling down now. I mean, this is, an epic collapse in so many ways.
Yeah.
And then Zucker just had to leave. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen next at CNN.
Yeah, by the way, George, the Godfather, just chimed in and said good morning to you, good morning to me, and he said he's going to CPAC. Well, I already told George the other day I would see him there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I see George in the chat room right there.
Yeah, I'll be very easy to spot because I'll be right there in what's called Press Row, Radio Row, so there you go. Now, and I'll have my banner up, too, for the show. Now, it all goes without saying that Vice President Kamala Harris's first year in office has not gone well at all, correct?
Exactly.
She's been a failure at every responsibility she's been given by Biden, most notably on the issue of getting to the bottom line of the root causes on the ongoing border crisis, a crisis that was brought on by Biden's open borders policy, right?
Yep.
Now, you just heard me mention what she's in charge of now, right?
Right, going to Ukraine.
Peace.
Yeah.
Peace. How's that going to work out?
I don't know.
Is this another way to insulate Biden so it won't be his fault?
Well, you really got to wonder. I mean, have they been really trying to, you know, put Kamala Harris in a really bad, you know, situations where she really can't do much?
To give them a reason to get rid of her.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing, or as Biden might say, here's the deal, right? Here's the deal. You know, what she could have done, she could have really done something with all these assignments if she had been a leader, if she would have simply, you know, powered through and actually did something in spite of maybe being put in these positions for ulterior motives. The American people might be reacting much differently, but she's kind of complained and she's kind of laughed her way through all this stuff, and nobody takes her seriously at this point. That's not good.
And I want to say good morning to Cheryl down there in Sarasota. She's saying, free, 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 dumb, take care. Hi, Professor Kyle. Hi, Captain. So hello to Cheryl.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's talking about all the free stuff. Right?
Yes, exactly. Yep.
All righty. Hold that thought. I got a comment here from George. I'll get to that when I come back, George. I can't get to it now because I can't see it. Can't get the window open fast enough. All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along during the overnight hours live and in living color from Tampa, Florida.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
The Canadian House of Commons erupted in shouts of condemnation on Wednesday after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau replied to a Jewish member of parliament by stating this.
Mr. Speaker, Conservative Party members can stand with people who wave swastikas. They can stand with people who wave the Confederate flag. We will choose to stand with Canadians who deserve to be able to get to their jobs, who be able to get their lives back. These illegal protests need to stop, and they will, Mr. Speaker.
Trudeau has doubled down on members of the Freedom Convoy in recent days. And here in the States, the CDC is expected to loosen guidance on indoor masking as early as next week, citing a drop in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarah Sota, for doing that. We appreciate that, and I'll probably see him, I don't know, might see him sooner rather than later, who knows. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and Company, MyPillow.com. Remember, Mike just delivered a whole bunch of pillows up there to the folks up there with the Freedom Convoy in Canada, made a couple stops, one in Windsor, the other one up there in Ontario, delivering a whole bunch of pillows, which is really nice of Mike, but then again, that's the type of person he is. He's supporting the truckers and letting everybody know that he is not afraid to do that, and neither am I, and neither is Kyle. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. Got just a couple of more days to go in the sale on all the stuff that he's been having and all the prices marked down and this, that, and the other and all that, so take advantage of that. It's over this weekend. But you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials logo that's there. That takes you to a special page. There'll be about 150 or more items there where you can save 50, 60, 75%, a bunch of buy one, get ones in there. And all you got to do to get it is enter the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to call them up and speak to a live person and not do everything through a computer, you can do that, too, by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, the promo code CAPTAIN. The website, MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials box that's right there, and it'll open up a special page for you. Promo code CAPTAIN, 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com. And happy shopping. Happy shopping. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Kyle, I think you got a message here from somebody.
We do, Captain. We heard from George, and he had a message asking, how do you sign up for the new Trump social media? Well, George, we understand, of course, that this is going to be launching real soon.
Next week.
Trump, next week. It's called Truth Social, and you want to go to truthsocial.com. That's truthsocial.com. And I think right now, I'm right there at truthsocial.com. There's a waiting list that you can get on, and they'll send you all the information when they're ready to go live. So go there right now, truthsocial.com.
Yeah, and don't worry about the waiting list, George. Everybody that's on that list will be activated immediately because they've got, as you might well have mentioned, anything Donald Trump will not be a small deal.
Well, that's exactly right. So, yeah, go over there and check it out.
Yeah, so anybody that's on that list, you'll be able to go the second that he does that. And by the way, he did post something yesterday pertaining to Truth Social. I didn't see it, but I was told it was out there on one of his posts that he put out there. Now, a big move by the U.S. put Vladimir Putin on the defensive in Ukraine. And a general revealed that, one of our retired generals, when Biden suddenly started talking tough to make it look like he was the big tough guy in the block. Suddenly, Putin started to move the troops a little bit closer and reposition them in such a way that they were going to be more of a deterrent instead of just being in the neighborhood having a cookout.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And one wonders where some of this tough talk from Biden, because he really was sort of pouring it on the other day. Talking about the bloody war that was going to ensue and this kind of thing. And a lot of this, Captain, I hate to say, a lot of this posturing that's going on, you know, I think is designed to try to make sure that somehow we're not talking about the Biden failures, the Biden inflation, and the general, you know, terrible state of affairs we find ourselves in today. Although this is a very important problem with Ukraine, to be sure, but it just seems like there's a lot of posturing going on.
Well, that's part of it, but the other part of it is to guarantee the fact that Biden looks like he's being a president and not being a Boy Scout.
Well, right, because you would think, as the legacy media might want to do, is be able to come on every program, every day, at every hour, and say, President Biden is decisively standing up to Putin today. You know, in other words, it's just, that's something that they just want to be able to do, and this gives them a reason to do that.
Yeah, and George is saying, did you see that the Department of Homeland Security will try to stop the convoys that are being created here? Yeah, I saw that, George, but I don't know how they're going to stop them. They haven't done anything yet.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
No. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. I think I know who this is. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hi, Laredo. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good.
Hey, he was very much for what he was saying about Biden. Well, Biden, he's stupid. I mean, that's all you can say about the guy. The whole thing about Ukraine is all they are wanting to do is have something to point at away from the White House when the election comes around.
Right. I agree with you.
That's it. I mean, that's all this whole thing is. It's nothing but a show to have him point at something somewhere else and not at the White House when the election comes around.
I agree with you. Where are you going today, by the way?
I am fixing to get in a truck here and run up to a little town called Enigma, Georgia.
That's a little town. I haven't heard about it.
it's between Tipton and I guess the next closest biggest town would be Pearson or over towards Waycross.
Okay. Well, you have yourself a safe trip and enjoy the weather, and hopefully the sun will shine for you today.
Oh, it's beautiful out here right now. All right. I mean, it's kind of cool, but it's really beautiful to me. But,
All right.
I rode the motorcycle yesterday, but I got some things to do today, so I weren't able to ride my bike this morning, but I'll get to it later.
Okay, Laredo. You take care and have a good day.
You too, sir. God bless y'all.
Yes, sir. All right. And that's our friend up there in Georgia listening to us on the Valdosta signal up there, Kyle.
Yes, exactly.
Now, the truckers, and I want to talk about the truckers right now since Laredo happens to be one. The truckers are reacting to the Trudeau involving the Emergencies Act not very well, and neither are a lot of the elected officials in Canada. Matter of fact, I told you, I think that his popularity now was down to 16% favorability.
Yes, that's right.
That's terrible. That's lower than our U.S. Congress.
It's hard to accomplish that.
Well, he did. But here's what one of the truckers said that's in charge of the group up there, the Project Convoy up there. He said that he the truckers just gained more freedom fighters.
Well, sure.
Because of Trudeau.
Yeah, the way that he's reacting to it and emergency powers and these kinds of things. You know, this isn't the way to help defuse that whole situation. And there's a lot of different ways you could try to help to defuse the situation. But I think he's causing a lot of people to dig in on this. And it's going to prolong it, or at least prolong the issues, but also create a lot of bad feelings that will take a long time.
I'm going to say something right now, and I don't know that Trudeau would be listening to us or any of us people. You never know. They might be. Mr. Trudeau, whoever's listening up there, you need to talk to these truckers. You need to get out of your little shell. You need to walk out there. You need to talk to these truckers and find out what they're trying to tell you and stop being a wimp.
Well, right, and connect, you know, plug in to what's happening.
Yep, because what he's doing ain't working.
No kidding.
So we'll see what happens.
Kidding. Yeah.
By the way, the State Department hit back yesterday at Russia's propaganda. Remember we told you that when we were told and we reported it as such, because that's the way it came out, that they'd pulled 10,000 troops away from the border in Ukraine. Yeah, they did. All they did was reposition them further out to the west.
Well, precisely. You know, this is not a shell game, but what it is, it's a move things around and see if you know changes the perceptions at all. But I think Putin still is on target. I mean, he knows what he wants to do. You know, we're not lauding him. We're not saying that, you know, we're admiring him in any way, shape, or form. But we're just trying to follow. You know, you got to know what your opponent is capable of, and you have to have a respect for what they are capable of. And I think this is what he's doing.
Yeah, and kudos to the New York mayor, with the jury still out on Eric Adams, the New York City mayor, unveiled his new $98.5 billion budget centered on public safety. He said the NYPD budget stabilization will not take away from his mission to crack down on the city's recent crime spike, and good for him.
Good for him is exactly right. We're losing the city of New York. We're losing in many other cities in the nation because of the, you know, harebrained scheme of defund the police, demonize the police, and so forth. So he's got his work cut out for him, but he's got a lot of people pulling for him.
Yes, he does. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with our second Truckers Highway and Byway report, and the weather is changing as we speak. The snow is getting more widespread, and it's all the way to Maine from Oklahoma. How do you like that for a storm? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Sister.
That, of course, Steven Tyler and the boys from Aerosmith and Walk This Way. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, there it is. Classic.
Were you walking that way?
Well, not right now, but maybe.
All righty. Well, I'm going to let you take it away. Tell us what's going on out west, because I got plenty to talk about in the east.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We're going to continue to start tonight with our friends in Denver. They're picking up the pieces from a lot of snow that came through, caused a lot of problems out on the road for vehicles getting disabled and in accidents and so forth. Right now, a little bit of snow on the radar still. This is going to be along Interstate 76 in the South Platte area, heading on up towards Hazeltine, also Henderson, and then up on Highway 470 north of Denver, a little bit of snow coming across the road right now on the radar. Also, going down the I-25 corridor down towards Pueblo, a little south of there, we got snow coming across the road as well. Also, down near Santa Fe, we got some snow, looks like east of Santa Fe, and then the sleet as you're heading west out of Santa Fe. So you still got these winter storm warnings all down that I-25 corridor, again, around Santa Fe, and then west near Gallup, west of Albuquerque as you're heading through New Mexico on I-40. We've also got, of course, some high wind warnings up in Montana starting around Missoula, heading up through Great Falls all the way up to the Canadian border. Also, wind advisory for Southern California in effect to about 4 p.m. on Thursday, West Coast time, but we'll see if those materialize.
All right, and I got to say something here real quick. Major Joe has chimed in. That's not the chat room you're in, Major Joe. That's one of the web pages for the Captain's Army. You need to go to the Captain's Group. It's a group called the Captain's Group, and we'll let you in. All you got to do is just do what you just did, and just like I let you into the group that you just tried to get into, go to the Captain's Group. That's us. That's the chat room. All right, let me get going here, because, boy, have I got weather. My goodness. Let's get down to I-40. From Amarillo all the way across, let's see, I-40 today all the way across into Arkansas, you've got snow. You've got a winter snow warning for a lot of snow now that's going to be condensing itself between Oklahoma City and Tulsa and then going up into Missouri. And all the way across towards St. Louis. The bottom part of that so far is going to be rain. Then there's going to be a mixture of snow and ice and sleet. And then above that, up in Kansas, I-70 Kansas City, across to the northern part of Missouri, up above St. Louis, up into Missouri proper. Let's see here. Central Missouri up towards Columbia. You're going to have snow, winter storm warning all the way across there. Then you've got ice and sleet above it is what the freezing rain drizzle, ice and sleet up above it going towards Chicago. That's up in the northwestern corner as well of Indiana. Down below I-70, you're going to have some snow around Indianapolis. You'll have a mixed bag down towards Kentucky. Same way in Ohio. Down below Columbus, it'll be a mixed bag of precipitation. And then going up along the lake, there's going to be a winter storm warning from Toledo to about Port Huron. And our friends up there listening to us in Michigan, right there, AM 660, sorry to tell you, you're under a winter storm warning. You already know that. You're going to get dumped on today. And snow and cold weather up in the Upper Peninsula. And then, of course, the North Dakota area, as well as the Minnesota area, northern Minnesota, very cold temperatures, zero, below zero. And then we've got this snow and this rain mixture all the way up inland about 100 miles up Lake Erie, up Lake Ontario. And when you get up in upstate New York, because it's much colder, you got a winter storm warning up there between Messina and Ogdensburg. It goes over into Vermont, northern part of Maine. You've got a winter storm warning way up the top there, Presque Isle, and be careful when you go that away. And then, of course, we've got a bunch of wind along the East Coast. And today it's going to be 85 degrees in Florida, so come on down. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him. All right, joining us on the telephone line right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Well, I'm not sure if you could say it's getting deeper over there where Hillary is, but if she wasn't up to her eyeballs in alligators, she may be getting closer to being up to her nose in water.
Well, first of all, quit inviting people to come down to Florida. We're a little crowded.
Come on down. I got room.
No, stop it. Yeah, she sends out a tweet after she finally decides to address all things in the Durham, most recent Durham revelations, and she says, it's fake. So that would necessarily automatically tell us that it's not. You know, I think she needs to, you know, be careful about who and what she decides to attack. This guy, Durham, while we have waited a very long time for some signs of his work, I find him to be very methodical, and you know, I think that I hate to say that we have to kind of forgive him a little bit because of how slow this was, but, you know, he may have lost many months during the early parts of the pandemic in trying to get, you know, testimonies and whatnot. But meanwhile, I think we're finding out just how many people were complicit in this whole thing.
That's right.
And how many agencies and people that played along. As I said on your show a couple of days ago, if we go back to the Mueller investigation, not one, when they didn't find anything, air quotes, not one person on that team had any kind of integrity or valor that blew the whistle then. And that ought to say a lot of things.
Yeah, you're right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more with Denise Salmon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Jeff's going to take us to break, and we will be right back right after the top of the hour news and all that good stuff. So don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.